Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jade Powell. He is the Deputy Director of the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. We're going to be talking about U-Ready, which is the Utah Rural Energy Diversification and Innovation Coalition. A lot of great things are going on in our area as far as, you know, we all talk about the coal fire plants and what's going to happen to them and what the next step was going to be. And these guys have a lot to do with that. They've got an open house coming up on Thursday, and we're going to talk with Jade all about it. Jade, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here to talk about U-Ready.
Well, let's get into this because this is very interesting stuff. And first off, let's dive in and give a little bit of background on what U-Ready is.
Yeah, so U-Ready was formed in response to a call for funding opportunity through the Economic Development Administration at the federal level. Through the ARPA money, which is the American Rescue Act, America Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, the EDA, Economic Development Administration, received $3 billion nationwide, and they put them in all these different programs. And one of the programs was called the Build Back Better Regional Challenge. Of that, they set aside $1 billion for projects that were looking at diversifying economies, looking at building stronger economies, things of that nature. And so Utah, with the lead of the Utah Office of Energy Development and my office, the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, we put together this coalition. It's of about 10 different members across the state of Utah to form an application. That was back in October of 2021. We submitted a grant application. There were over 529 national applicants from all 50 states and all our territories that submitted for, and they did it in two phases. And so they only, the federal government, the EDA staff, they only selected 60 to move on to phase two. And we were one of 60. So they whittled it down from 529 down to 60. And we submitted a phase two application back in March. And part of the application process and everything with U-Ready and this whole funding opportunity is to hold open and public meetings to solicit comments on all the different projects. So the U-Ready has seven different projects, and I can go into that in a second. But we're just super excited to be one of 60 out of 529 applicants across the whole United States, and then they'll only award about 10 to 15, and we should know here in the next month or two.
So whittling it down to that 60 was a huge cut, and for you guys to make that cut, that's great. It's great news. So coming up once again on Thursday, June 2nd, you guys are going to have your open house, but you're tying it in with UAMI. And I'm going to let you talk about UAMI and their open house as well.
Yeah, so UAMI is part of the coalition. Like I mentioned, we have 10 coalition members. We have the Utah Office of Energy Development, the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, the Carbon County, Emory County, the Santa Fe Energy Research Center over in Orangeville. We have UAMI, the Utah Advanced Materials and Manufacturing Initiative. That's what UAMI stands for. We have Utah State University, both the Logan campus and the Eastern campus involved in this, the University of Utah, and Weber State University. So it's pretty cool to see our local communities plus three major universities in Utah all working together. And they're all working towards these seven different projects. There's the Santa Fe Energy Research Center, which is studying thorium reactors and just really looking to diversify the energy portfolio of Emory County. Like you mentioned, should these plants come to an end, which there's projections from Rocky Mountain Power that owns the plants of these plants being decommissioned, but there's a hope that maybe through some of the research and the development of new energy resources through the research center, the Santa Fe Energy Research Center, that these plants could either one, make a pivot into that's what they're doing, producing, or two, if those plants do shut down, then there's a transition from that highly skilled workforce that are working at the plants and all the businesses and everything that supports those plants could then be transferred or transitioned to a new energy, whether that's thorium, hydrogen, whatever it might be, that's what the goal of the research center is.
And really, in talking with people about that, the Centerfell Energy Research Center, it's really all about what's coming next for energy, I think, is what they're really looking at. And you know, like you said, we know what the life cycle is of these plants that are around here, the Rocky Mountain power plants. And they're looking to kind of calm fears by coming up with, this is what's next and this is what we're going to do. So that's it's a great program out there.
Yeah, and so that's one of the projects, and the six other have to support the Centerfell Energy Research Center. So there's a manufacturing industrial park that will be adjacent to the research center. There's within that industrial park, there's going to be an incubator for new manufacturing businesses. And there's a smart manufacturing innovation center using some AI, artificial intelligence, to help with efficiencies of generating electricity. There's an electric vehicle maintenance program. It's already started at Weber State, and so they're looking at expanding that. And so part of that funding through the Build Back Better Regional Challenge would be to help expand that electric vehicle maintenance program into Carbon and Emery County. And then there's the aviation technician campus, and so that would be building out aircraft mechanics, both power plants and airframe, at the Carbon County campus, or at the Carbon County Airport through Utah State University Eastern. So Logan already has it. They just want to expand and bring it down to Carbon County Airport. And then lastly is an entrepreneurial ecosystem that our office is leading out on developing, to help small businesses, grow, or help small businesses get started, or to help these small businesses maybe make a transition. And so that's what the whole UREADY coalition is all about. UAMI, being a part of the coalition, they are an initiative based out of the Wasatch Front, off the Wasatch Front, and what they're looking to do is to bring some of their resources and their programming to the more rural areas, starting with Carbon County. And so they are opening up a office at the Business and Technical Assistance Center, which is just on Carbon Avenue, and they'll be holding monthly meetings there where they'll be discussing manufacturing trends, current projects, special programs that they can assist on for any businesses that are part of either advanced materials or advanced manufacturing. And so that's going to be kicked off on Thursday. We're going to have food there. We're going to have, I believe that they're giving away a carbon fiber guitar as a giveaway. And so everyone's welcome to come there. And then shortly after that, we'll have the UREADY open house where we can discuss any questions or concerns with any of the projects, because these are big projects that we hope will impact for the positive on our communities.
And really the great thing about this is, it's moving away from, I mean, we will never really move away from coal, but moving away in a different direction from where we're at right now, and that's sustainable and that can keep people going for the next 50, 100 years. And that's really what this whole, coalition is looking towards and looking at doing. Now, if anybody has questions about this or anything like that, can they call you at your office? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, they can call me whatever they want. My phone number is 435-613-0022. And like you mentioned about coal, coal's still in our blood. It's still here. And that's what's great about this UREADY coalition is we're not trying to say that coal, we're moving away from coal, but that there's also other uses for coal, whether that's carbon fiber or coke to coal and things like that. And I'm not one to speak on all that, but that's UAMI's kind of bread and butter and some of the things that they're doing. And so that's why we're so excited to have them here in our community.
So once again, that's Thursday, June 2nd, down at the Business Technical Assistance Center, 1 o'clock. You'll have the UAMI open house, and go and find out everything that they're all about. And then right after that, they're going to have the UREADY open house, and you can go hear everything that's going on with that. This is a great thing. Do we have an idea? You said within the next couple of months we should find out where we're going to land with this?
Yeah, they say that contracts should start by October 1, and so they have to do some vetting through some of the applicants. So we're hopeful we'll hear by the end of July, 1st of August, somewhere right in there.
All right. So we'll keep an ear out for that. Jade Powell, Deputy Director of the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming down and talking to us
today.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.